We turn to schools now. Cell phones might be great social tools for teens, but they can cause endless headaches for schools. It's not just about covert text messaging in class or using picture phones to cheat on exams. At one school in Wisconsin, cell phones have helped fan student violence. Principal Ed Kovacic runs Bradley Tech. That's a high school in Milwaukee. You could say he's a crusader against cell phones in the schools. We thought that was worth a conversation for our occasional series, A Visit to the Principal's Office. On the day we spoke with Mr. Kovacic, he had a pile of confiscated phones in his desk drawer.
If I turn around right now and if I open this up, I'm going to start to pull out, it's a red flip-flop Sprint that was taken yesterday. I'm reaching down now. This is another flip with a camera. This one is extremely high tech. It's got a built-in video which has a zoom on it also, so they can zoom in on any action. Toshiba. This one is a little
The action the principal is talking about shows how cell phones present a dilemma or even a danger in schools.
Police were on the scene of a fight earlier this evening at Bradley Tech High School on the city's south side.
Now, right now, it appears
at Bradley Tech this winter, several fights turned into crime scenes after kids called in reinforcements, friends and family members who rushed to the school to join the scrum. Last month, the Milwaukee Public Schools announced a new, more strict cell phone ban and called on principals to enforce it. The ban was, in part, a response to the fights at Bradley Tech. Principal Kovacic described what happened.
Quite a bit of the school was text messaged where the fight was taking place, and soon there were hundreds, and they were cheering and jeering, and usually you get into that mob violence mentality. And suddenly what was three-on-one became three-on-two and then three-on-three and et cetera. And before you know it, we had a lot of kids fighting. The APs, the assistant principals with security, were able to separate and sort out, and the Milwaukee Police Department was called. However, the release of the students coincided with the end of the school day, and many of the students had used their cellular phones to contact friends and extended family to meet outside of school after the school day, and then it became ugly, just absolutely ugly outside.
Did you have a chance to actually go back and look at some of the text messages that were sent to the students? What is it that they were saying to each other?
We actually, in a couple that we had confiscated, fight at the third floor, three something. The time was on one of them, and I think there may have been a third one that had just the names on it and versus somebody.
Just curious, on any given day, how many students bring cell phones to school?
Oh, our population is 1,605, and my guess on any given day, although they know that if we see them, they will be confiscated, and if they don't give them up, it's a three-day suspension. Any given day, I'm guessing probably about 1,300-1,400 students have them.
Most kids, vast majority?
Yes. At least 80 to 85%. My guess, though, because the ban is in force now and has been much publicized, that students are much more covert. They're actually putting them in their lockers or keeping them out of sight. It's going to become problematic, and I know my colleagues will have a solution, and I'll try and figure it out, too. We do random scannings, but during the scanning, cell phones are confiscated. So if we have 1,400 kids running around with a cell phone, we're probably going to confiscate about 700 of those 1,400 on a scanning and probably suspend 700 on a three-day suspension for those that refuse to give it up.
Are you talking about metal detectors?
Yes.
It sounds like you're accepting the fact that even though you have a ban and you're trying to ramp up enforcement of a cell phone ban, that many of these kids are still sneaking phones into school.
Oh, absolutely. There's no question in my mind. And maybe I'm wrong on that, but I
but what's the point of the ban then? I mean, it seems like you would be trying to send a message that rules are rules and they need to be followed.
I think the message is that if you use it, if it's visible, it's going to be confiscated.
Principal Kovacic, you met with parents to talk to them about this idea. I understand you had a good turnout. A little more than 100 people showed up. What did they have to say about this?
They were upset, and I'll tell you, they were split right down the middle. I think within one percentage point, it was 50-50. 50% saying, I grew up without a cell phone. You let students use Ma Bell here. And the other 50% were saying, well, my child has sugar diabetes. They need a cell phone. And my child works at Burger King, and it's in a very rough area of town, and I want to make sure that they're safe. And I cannot think of one legitimate reason, medical or safety, that would warrant the use of carrying a cell phone. I think we lack common sense at times in our judgments of why to justify something. So go figure. It's a constant battle where you got to stay above. And now I see the iPods. They're predicting by this summer or late spring that the iPod will have all of the capabilities of the cell phone. Whatever happened to Ma Bell?
Principal, what do the kids think about this?
Oh, they think this is absolutely bizarre, that their rights are being violated, that it's only a very small percentage, and they're probably right on that, very small percentage that abuse the cell phone. And I continue to give them my opinion and why, and I want a safe environment for them. And they understand that part. They understand that part.
Is it possible that with this policy that you're blaming an inanimate object for bad behavior?
Well, I'm only blaming it for amplifying what used to be a simple problem. I've been in administration for 20 years. The fights always start off, at least in almost every case, as a one-on-one disagreement and sometimes gets into physical blows. But what I have seen in the last year, year and a half, is that because of the device that is available to them, it has brought what used to be a regular separation of bodies. Let's talk through this. If somebody got hurt, we have to call the police for an investigation. Now it has become everybody's there at the fight because they've been informed as to where the fight is and because it's violence, and it has just gotten to a point in many cases where it's out of control. I don't blame the device for the start of the fight for bad behavior, only for amplifying a simple problem into a huge problem. We're supposed to be about education, and we find ourselves so often getting caught up and spinning our wheels and all of this other stuff that distracts from what we're here for.
Principal Kovacic, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Michelle.
Ed Kovacic is the principal of the Lined and Harry Bradley Technology and Trade School in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Principal Kovacic did think about using a scrambler to block cell phone signals in his school, but his simple inquiry turned into an odyssey with the Federal Communications Commission. You can hear about that and find other conversations from our series, A Visit to the Principal's Office. All that and more at npr.org.